Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Jonathan Healy filling in for Pat Kenny. Now, this is something we need to keep a very close eye on. Yasmin Khan is one of the founders of the fabulous Teddy's Ice Cream in Dublin. Hello, Yasmin.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm good. I have a recollection, because obviously I do a lot of radio work in the summer when other people take holidays. And I remember this crisis last year when we had a shortage of flakes. And is it happening again?
It is. It's exactly the same. It's Mondelez say it's a supply chain issue. They're the company that own Cadbury's, but it's they short ordered last year and from the producers who are in Egypt, and they've put in the same order again this year.
Okay, so they didn't quite learn from last year's problem then, by the sound of it.
Pretty much, yeah. I would say.
Yeah. Now, the challenge here is we used to make flakes. This is one of the things that came out of that wonderful factory in Coolock. And I think they used to make elements of it down in Rathmore in Kerry. So we used to have a domestic flake supply. So this was never an issue in the past, yet here we are.
Yeah, well, they outsourced to a factory in Egypt. Now, I mean, one can only assume it's because most of the cocoa comes from Central Africa. I don't know. But again, Cadbury's were taken over by Mondelez, which is a much bigger European company. So you just don't know. They're not producing in England either anymore.
So what's your concern then that the traditional 99, which is, let's face it, one of the steady products that you have been famous for over the years, when are we going to see the flake missing out of it? It might we get to the point at which it runs short, but we don't actually run out?
It will definitely run short. I would hope we won't run out. There are other companies that produce a flake, but it's not Cadbury's.
Yeah, but it's probably not as nice either now. It's probably
it's not. It's
dry and crumbly.
It comes from Germany.
Yeah.
We won't run out. I hope we should be good until the end of August because we kind of preempted this happening. But things will get tight.
I would imagine you're cursing the weather. I mean, you've got a good couple of days coming up now, but it hasn't exactly been an ice cream summer so far.
No, it's been dreadful. It's been absolutely dreadful. Now, it's lovely today, and sure, look, we've been lucky enough that the children, the junior schools, haven't finished yet. That'll be next week. So I have my fingers crossed that from next week on now, the sun will come out and we can sell lots of 99s.
And are you introducing quotas for the flakes at this point? Only one per ice cream? Have we reached that level yet?
No, I would never do that. If I have to start making the flakes myself, I will. So you can't do that. You know, Ireland and the UK are just big fans of the 99. We are the biggest consumers of 99s in the world. It's not a huge thing in Europe or Australia or anywhere else.
Yeah, but they don't know.
They're all kind of gelato.
Yeah, they don't know what they're missing. I mean, it's an Irish luxury and a summer luxury. Well, look, hopefully I'll get out to Teddy's at some stage and enjoy one of your 99s with two flakes, because I'm exuberant and I fly in the face of crisis. Yasmin Khan of Teddy's Ice Cream, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.